Empowered at age 10, but vulnerable once puberty hits. The reality of life facing many girls in Australia. That's according to the findings of a survey of more than 1,700 girls around the country. Researchers say sexism, sexual harassment, and unrealistic stereotypes are all contributing to the problem, making girls feel stressed and unsafe. Penny Timms reports on the International Day of the Girl.
Girls all over Australia are leading a plea for equality.
I want to change the way girls are treated.
I want girls to stop being treated as basically walking Barbie dolls.
I want girls to be treated the way that boys are treated.
I would change the idea that girls can't do things that boys can do, like play sport or be tradies.
Girls and women of all ages should not be seen as just a sexual object.
Stop calling all the girls weak.
I want girls to be respected, regardless of how they look and regardless of what they choose to wear.
That's part of a video produced by the charity Plan International for International Day of the Girl, and it features the real experiences of girls in Australia. The charity is also behind an essential media survey of girls aged between 10 and 17 years. Susan Lagina is Deputy CEO of Plan's Australian arm.
At 10, girls feel like they can sort of take on the world, but by the time they enter sort of puberty and they start to look like a woman, they start to be catcalled and harassed, and the focus is on how they appear. And so you kind of see this gender inequality playing out, and as girls get older, they actually lose confidence.
She's told ABC News she wants to see an end to sexism in advertising.
I think it's a sobering call that we've got a lot more work to do in Australia to achieve gender equality, and it means all people who've got influence need to be thinking about what it is that they can do to really change up these harmful gender stereotypes. We are calling for a ban on sexist advertising and the excessive photoshopping of women, and gendered school uniforms that restrict what girls are able to do.
The survey has found that around 96% of respondents think that they're treated differently to boys. 91% of girls think that they'd be able to achieve more if they were treated equally. And almost half think that their gender is the biggest barrier they face in becoming a leader. The research also found that while almost 60% of boys think that they have a role to play in supporting young women in the fight for equality, only 50% think it's important to see a woman in a leadership role. Kira Knight is one of the girls featured in the video.
Boys worry that it's not their issue. They don't want to kind of contribute to the conversation because they're worried that they're almost trespassing on something that's not really related to them. I think that we need to be more open and inclusive of boys, and even if it's just, you know, telling like their other guy friends that, hey, that's not okay, and pulling them up on it. So it's not enough to say, you know, I'm not sexist, I don't treat girls that way. You need to actually be willing to step in when you see other people doing it.
Also of concern to her are constant remarks that, well, at least Australia isn't as bad as some other countries. She says inequality is inequality.
I have to constantly be fearful for my safety, fearful about what I choose to wear, where I choose to go. And that's just certainly, it doesn't happen to boys in the same way that it does to girls.
The survey found that inequality is the leading concern of participants, closely followed by worries about being judged on their appearance.
Penny Timms reporting.